So it's, I think the, when I look at elder care from a Christian perspective, part of what I think we're called to do is to love each other as we would ourselves, to love our neighbor, to love the whole person completely, and not to lose that reality that the person is, that is an individual who is to be loved and cherished for who they are. And I think when we do that, it changes one's mentality of how one goes about greeting them and providing some of the other things. And that's what this video also illustrates, that to appreciate the whole person and how important that is.
I think if there was interest in a group wanting to come to the manor to watch that video, we would be glad to show it. Like I say, I was very fortunate to see Richard Taylor in person, and it was just, I mean, there were people at the meeting where he was making his presentation who didn't believe that he has dementia because of the way he made his presentation. It's actually quite an incredible story when you know that he's had dementia for now 9 years. So it's quite a story. I think our time is getting kind of short. I think one of the other things that I just wanted to mention with regard to Mennonite Manor in the broader Hutchinson Reno County community. I'm trying to think of another. I mean, Mennonites aren't supposed to be proud. You know, humility is our best characteristic. Of course, everyone knows that. But I think that as I find myself in various settings in the community, whether it's in social settings or in business settings, I'm finding more and more people coming up to me and say, you know, my parents were there 15 years ago, my grandparents were there some time ago, and it's really I think satisfying and rewarding to hear people talk about the warm memories they have of what we do. And I think God allows us to feel satisfied when we do good work, when we do good ministry, when we help people. And I appreciate the Mennonite perspective that we don't think more highly of ourselves than we ought. I think we are very much aware of that in our culture and our understanding. But I do think that God allows us to be satisfied when we do good work and when we do good ministry. And I'm grateful that we are feeling like we're doing good work, and people appreciate that, and we're having an impact in people's lives. We're not just providing a service. We're not just channeling government dollars. We're actually helping people live a good life at Mennonite Manor, and that's an exciting thing, and it's something that I think for those of us and those of you who are in our sponsoring church community, figure out the right word, but it's something to be proud of that God is allowing us to do this work together, and so we thank you for your support, for your prayers, and for the many ways that you work with us and help us in our ministry, and we're very grateful for that. And maybe with that, you know, if there's questions, I think I'm told that 5 minutes is enough for questions, but I don't have to be home till any certain time, so. Does anybody have any questions that maybe we said something that you'd like clarified, or maybe just a question you've been dying to ask Todd? Or me?
Or him.
Well, thank you very much for the invitation to come and to share. Anytime you want to come by, I have opinions about a lot of things, and I'm glad to share them with people if they ask.
Yes, he does.
And I'd be glad, you know, we'd be glad to have you stop by any time. So maybe with that, we'll turn it back to Joe. Okay.
Lowell, I heard you use the church, but recently. Do you know what Sagness is?
No, I don't.
Okay, we'll talk about that later. Thanks a lot for coming and sharing with us. I'll have to say that I take great pride in my association or in being associated with a place like Mennonite Manor. Just yesterday I had customers stop in from, I forget what town they were from, some little hick town, I think several hours away. And as we talked, they mentioned that his grandparents both had been at Mennonite Manor, and they gave a glowing testimony of the care that they got and the atmosphere that they felt there. The comment on letting a body that is trying to live help it, if it's trying to die, let it. That goes to Harold Shank of Lancaster, Pennsylvania. And I'm not sure if that's original with him or not, but I wanted to mention that. And so thank you very much for coming. I think Todd and Lowell will be around for a while afterward, and you may have questions you want to ask them directly, and hope you can engage in some conversation. Let's stand for a closing prayer. Dear God, thank you for giving us the opportunity to show your love and care for our fellow human beings. Thank you for the gift of life. Thank you, too, that we can look forward to a time when we will graduate into eternity so that death is not the ultimate enemy, but simply our last enemy, and then we can look forward to a great life eternally with you. We pray your blessing on us as we part. May we go about sharing your love with others as we go about our business through the remaining week. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.